Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pepe Manjul. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Dyer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lentz scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Foley steals second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Blair. Harrelson moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Jones reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lentz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manjul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Manguel reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Manguel steals third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote takes first base on ball four. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lentz hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadecki for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Manghul. Jones reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Milner scores. Garrett moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to home to get Garrett. Schneck moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadecki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schneck scores. Dyer moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyer scores. Sadecki moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Woods pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Milan applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lentz moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Montague now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden juggles the ball. That's an error on Breeden. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Schneck is hit by the pitch. Milner moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hahn hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milner tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Schneck moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Mets. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sadecki hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeden strikes out. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manguel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for John Montague. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sadecki. Morales moves to second. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lintz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Carruthers now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Schneck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Manghul, who is chasing the ball. Schneck reaches third base with a triple. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dyer strikes out. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Don Carruthers. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.